You're listening to SBS News.
For those with Alzheimer's, daily life becomes increasingly difficult to navigate. The brain disease affects cognitive function, with symptoms including memory loss, difficulties with comprehension, and confusion. Nell Hoare became an Alzheimer's spokesperson after receiving her own diagnosis at just 52.
I was a trainer and assessor at the time for AINs, and I was forgetting what I was teaching out of the books. I was forgetting what I was marking. I was pretty sure something was not right. A year and a half later, after my diagnosis, my work life ended.
She is one of the 500,000 Australians living with dementia, which includes Alzheimer's. Sadly for sufferers, existing drugs only treat symptoms of the disease, not slow its progression. But this new study from US and Japanese pharmaceutical companies Biogen and Eisai claims the drug lecanemab can actually slow the rate of cognitive decline by as much as 27%. Dr. Lawrence Honig is a professor of neurology at Columbia University. He believes this research offers hope for those with Alzheimer's.
The report of this successful phase 3 trial in early Alzheimer's disease will change the landscape of Alzheimer's treatment in this country and worldwide. It will also change the landscape and the spectrum of studies that we will be doing to build upon this and come up with even better treatments or additional treatments.
The drug is given intravenously twice a month and works by removing the buildup of proteins that are believed to cause the disease, called amyloid deposits. Professor of Psychiatry and Neurology at Brown University, Dr. Stephen Salloway, shares his optimism.
This is the first pivotal trial of an Alzheimer's drug to come to completion, to show substantial amyloid lowering, which is the target, and to demonstrate clear clinical benefits. So it's a ray of hope for people facing early stages of Alzheimer's.
Almost 2,000 people with mild cognitive impairment were involved in the study, including some in Australia. Associate Professor Dr. Michael Woodward helped recruit participants at the Austin Hospital in Melbourne. He is now involved in other trials with the drug and believes it could offer a longer and better quality of life to sufferers.
Most people with these stages of Alzheimer's would expect to live for about 10 years. So translating it roughly, it would mean that these people are going to have 2 or 3 years longer of a higher quality of life. The impact might even be greater if we use this drug at an earlier stage before there are even clinical symptoms. And we're doing those trials at several sites around Australia, including my site at the Austin. We're using drugs, including this drug, to remove amyloid from people who haven't even yet developed symptoms.
There has been scepticism among certain researchers about the causes of Alzheimer's and the benefits of drugs that target amyloid deposits. But Dr. Woodward believes this study disproves that criticism.
There certainly has been a group of people who have felt that removing amyloid is not going to benefit the patient. In fact, some thinking that whilst amyloid is found in Alzheimer's disease, it's not the critical pathology. I think we are putting those concerns to rest.
The regulator, the TGA, is yet to receive an application to register lecanemab in Australia. Kath Landers, SBS News.